Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught before you make any accusation, you should have all of the facts. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Make sure you know all the facts, and make sure you've talked to the person before you've done that. And so, age ladies, you've got a responsibility to teach these younger ones these things, because, look, this can destroy the families of those that they are accusing. I told you, I've got to resign. He did all that. You know that to this day, and a lot of those people in that first church have died, but, you know, a lot of those people died not knowing about this man. The man straightened out. His family's still together. His wife is still with him. So why? What would that accomplish? To let everybody know his story? No. Don't. So when one becomes a false accuser, he is most like Satan, or she is most like Satan. Age ladies, teach young ladies about these things. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 through 11, tells us about the devil. He accuses us night and day before God. Now, we've got an advocate, Jesus Christ, who stands up and says, yes, they did that. I mean, what the devil can accuse us of is probably true in many cases. But we also find is that Jesus stands in and says, it's paid for. But he still accuses. Don't be like the devil and split a family or a church or hurt people, being the one that you think exalts you. All it does is tell people you're a person not to trust. So, older ladies, if family's going to grow, church is going to grow, you've got to have a ministry among young women that teaches them not to be false accusers. Don't be like the devil. Remember the devil? He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And there was a voice saying, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Forgiveness of sin is needed. That comes from the blood of the Lamb. Commitment comes from you to Christ. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So why forsake the one who paid the entire debt for all your sin for all time? Yes, we're told it's by the blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony, not loving their lives so much that they allowed sin to dominate. Oh, no. See, we have victory, as 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess and we just really get things right with God, we turn it around. I think one of the problems in America today is they look at the church and all they see a lot of times are people who know the language, but their lives are viewed as gossips, false accusers, holier than thou. So again, aged women, if your behavior will become holiness, then first talk with them about not false accusers. You say, why? Because that's the first thing listed here. God has a reason for the order in which it is given. Not given to much wine. Teachers of good things follow. But understand, before those things follow, he says, not false accusers. So let's keep it in mind that if we're going to be what God wants us to be, then we've got to do God's will, God's way, in God's timing, always in line with the Word of God. Now, the second thing here, after not false accusers, is not given to much wine. And I want to look at that the next time, but right now, you know, I've hit something here that is really in these, the verse 3 here, just the first part of verse 3 hit something that's really tearing churches apart. You see America, that now churches are entertainment centers because they have turned to the flesh in so many things. We talk about the rock and roll music in the church, and that is filthy, that is rotten, that is abominable to God, that they call it contemporary Christian music. It's not Christian, that's not Christ-like, it's religious rock music, and it's wrong. But nonetheless, entertainment like that is keeping men to church, is bringing them in, and then yet we find that even those churches are starting to fall apart now because they can find better entertainment in other places. You better go back to holy and acceptable unto God, knowing that false accusers is not it, and get back to the work that we're to do. Remember the Great Commission, teaching them? Okay, he says, go ye therefore into all nations, preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 6:15, Matthew 28. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. You know, we don't fulfill the Great Commission if we just witness. Somebody got saved. Hey, we fulfilled the Great Commission. No. Did you get them, bring them in to get baptized? And then, did you start teaching them how to observe all things? One of the reasons I wrote the booklet, Building Blocks, which is on our website, if you go to booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom there at centralbaptistocala.org, is to help new believers and let you have a book to be able to help. It's free to download. And so, you can help. That's what it's for, is to fulfill the Great Commission, because this is the heart of God. And so, my friend, my question is, are you a false accuser? Do you see things that happen that would seem to indicate, oh, that person's immoral, oh, that person this, oh, that person so forth? I gave you examples here of things that were actual and things that weren't what people actually thought they were. They misinterpreted it. And that can happen. That's the way Satan likes to work. He likes to divide us. One, the major weapon he has is false accusation, or just accusation. The Bible still says, go to the person first and get the full story. Now, maybe you have that going on in your life. Maybe you're listening to gossip. Maybe it informs your opinion of other people, and you still haven't gone to those other people to find out if that's true. You've got to learn to say to the person that tells you these things, okay, can I go to them and tell them this is what you told me and ask them about it? They say, no, you can't do that. And then the first question they ask is, then why are you telling me for? Then you're just as wrong as what you say they are. You're just as evil. Now, they won't like that, and then you'll be the next object of their false accusation. But go to the person. Now, if this has been going on with you, confess it to God. Confess it. I would not only pray and confess it. If I went and said things to other people about someone, I'd go to those people and say, you know, I was completely wrong to do that. Would you forgive me? I'm going to go to that person and ask them to forgive me. You know what? That may be what you need to do to keep prayer from being hindered and to keep from God bringing chastening upon you or your family. Will you do that? I want to pray, and you may want to say the same words. But if you do, I'd really like to hear if it is. You know, that means a lot to us when you write us and let us know how God spoke to you or whatever, and some comments that you want to make. It's fine, but why don't you just pray right now? And listen as I pray. Let your heart just really say amen to it as if it was your prayer to God. And dear Lord, I've been guilty of telling others things about other people that I thought were true. As it turned out, it was not. Things that were far more exaggerated than they actually are. Things that I did not have all the facts to, and yet did not go back to the person. I did not say anything to the person. Lord, forgive me. Now, Lord, I ask you to cleanse me. May thy Holy Spirit, each time I start to do that, or each time I hear it, know exactly what to do to prevent that from happening. Help me to, even at my church, to go to the altar and pray at the invitation time, asking God to forgive me and help me to help others. Lord, if there's an aged person, aged lady, she will take this part so far under her heart, into her heart, and take a young lady under her wing and begin to teach her these pitfalls that could destroy that young lady's family and life. Father, we want to see the churches grow. And this is probably one of the main sins in churches that have really defeated evangelism, revivalism, and holiness that becometh, the behavior that becometh holiness in our churches, in our homes, throughout the country. Help us, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, I hope that you can say amen to that and maybe even re-listen to it on the internet or somewhere else that you can. I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the Word of God, that lamp of God, to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.